Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Syed Haider is our guest here in studio. He is a doctor who specializes in internal medicine. Treated over 35,000 patients, over 4,000 with active COVID infections, resulting in zero deaths and only five hospitalizations. Over 30,000 were given ongoing preventative ivermectin. Of those who took ivermectin to prevent catching COVID, less than 10% returned with active COVID infections. With the breaking news that the USPS and FDA are colluding to withhold overseas ivermectin shipments to Americans, Dr. Haider is working to construct and counteract the crisis by sourcing the cheapest U.S. mail order pharmacies in each state. This bold action will provide Americans with life-saving drugs before they get sick, so they are ready for treatment on day one of symptoms, which is so critical. MyGoToDoc.com, one word, or you can call 281-219-7367, and I recommend that people up front stockpile this to protect themselves and their family. This is a no-brainer, like putting your seatbelt on. 281-219-7367, mygotodoc.com. Some stations don't carry this short segment, but a lot do. Doc, you got big stuff next segment, but what else do you want to tell folks about the virus and what's happening?
Yeah, so one thing I want to tell people is how, you know, what is different about my website, mygotodoc.com. And one other thing, you know, that you mentioned was that less than 10% of people got COVID when they were taking preventative ivermectin once or twice a week. It's actually less than 0.1%. So it's a really vanishingly small number. And I've given out like 35,000 prescriptions actually for preventative ivermectin at this point. And so less than 35 people have come back to me saying that they got COVID. And then what makes us different, right? So you can come to us, you can register for free, you can do free medical chat visits, right? So you can ask all your questions for free. And that's really important because a lot of people go and get their meds and then they have questions a couple of weeks later and then they can't get in touch with the same doctor. They can't ask their questions. They have to pay again. So we charge for if we write you a prescription, then there's a doctor's fee. And the important thing, like you said, we're sourcing the cheapest pharmacies. Some pharmacies, we've been told, are charging like $700 to
$1,000. Oh, that happened to one of our crew who also lives in North Carolina during Delta. He, his girlfriend, he's and his children, they were trying to charge him $500 for an inhaler. They were trying to charge him $1,000 for ivermectin.
Yeah, so we really work with patients, right? So the ivermectin, every pharmacy we use is less than $150. It's usually like $80 to $150 for 14 days of double-dose ivermectin, not just 5 days, which a lot of these pharmacies are giving you for $1,000. And then the inhaler, like the inhaler can be from $250 to $500. We'll give you the ampules that you can put into a nebulizer. So a nebulizer machine is like $30, you know, maybe $15-$20 on Amazon. Get a nebulizer machine. If you don't want it, if the inhaler is not covered by your insurance, get the ampules instead that you put into the nebulizer machine, and that's much, much cheaper to do. And so we work hand-in-hand with people, with pharmacies. We'll use your local pharmacies for all the medications that we can use them for that they will fill. And then we'll you know, use ivermectin, the mail-order pharmacy for ivermectin, sometimes for hydroxychloroquine. Sometimes that's actually, you know, dispensed by the local pharmacies nowadays. So if you do have insurance, you can actually use your local pharmacy for a lot of the protocol, except for the ivermectin, because they just won't dispense it. And that's why we need to have a low-cost mail-order pharmacy, because oftentimes the mail-order pharmacies are compounding the ivermectin, and they're not covered by insurance. So you want to minimize the costs, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help solve the problems that people were having who are coming to us. And then a big one that you've been talking about is the time, right? So, like, we aim for less than 24-hour turnaround. And that's if you do everything, right? You got to fill out the form. You got to, you know, answer all the questions, you know, upload ID verification, stuff like that. If you do everything that we ask, then we can usually get you your prescription sent out within 24 hours. But then you got to wait. You got to go pay the pharmacy, the mail-order pharmacy. You got to wait for them to ship it. So you got to do this before you get sick, okay? Don't wait.
Dr. Syed Haider, stay there. Because I talk fast, I know, but some stations don't care that first 5 minutes. Listeners, don't mind hearing it again, because we're saving lives This is important. This is a no-brainer. Long before I met this guy, I got an office full of ivermectin, and I've literally saved like 15 people, okay? And budesonide, you name it. We'll talk about it all when we come back.
Two life-changing, life-empowering products are now back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun is the highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken under the tongue. It also has vitamin K, critical for your immune system, and so much more. It's 50% off, despite the fact it's going to sell out very, very quickly, because everybody needs this. Old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. You need what's in Winter Sun. And then we have Brain Force Ultra, super fast-acting, amazing, clean, nootropic system that is a complement to Brain Force Plus and, of course, Turbo Force. All three of these are different formulas, but all three of them take your mind and take your focus and clarity and alertness to the next level. It is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Thank you all for your support. If you haven't tried these products, you really need to, because they are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
Media. Government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Syed Haider is in studio with us. We've gotten feedback from other doctors and listeners that of the online and telephone pharmacies and doctors, they've been one of the best groups out there, getting back with people quick and putting them in contact with the supply chain that's got reasonable prices and ready to deliver it to people. So I'm sitting there a few weeks ago, and I'm thinking, you know, my phones are ringing off the hook with people who are wanting to be able to preventatively get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and so many other things that the system's trying to block. The studies now are showing are amazing. And so I'm like, who have I talked to? What's the best feedback we've gotten of a lot of these great groups and organizations we've had on to do this? And so, yeah, we're looking at these folks to be a sponsor because we want to bring you good folks. But really, just as a public service announcement here, we're making this announcement because you need to understand that I had crew that did call other online pharmacies where they would try to charge them $500 for the budesonide inhaler that should cost $50. That these places would try to charge $1,000 for ivermectin that should have cost $50 to $100. Okay, we understand the supply chains broke down. It costs more to get it, so some markup should be there. They're putting you in contact with folks that don't do that. I couldn't imagine, because I'll sell stuff all day that's good for people. You know, if I'm in the Sahara Desert, I'll be selling ice water or, you know, a parasol so you don't burn up, an umbrella. But the point is, I'm happy to sell you stuff. I'm not going to sell you a boat with holes in it, though. I don't want the bad mojo back. You know, reap what you sow. And so I just cannot imagine the profiteering we've seen, not just by Big Pharma and the Remdesivir that eats your kidneys, as you know, and blocking the good treatments with all the studies coming out proving they're, you know, vindicated you and others, but trying to keep people from access to legal, known, safe super drugs like ivermectin. So spend a few minutes telling folks how they contact you, what they should do, and how important this is, Doc.
Yeah, so there's a couple of really important points to make today. And number one is the pandemic's not over, okay? The pandemic is going to continue to have, you know, bigger and bigger waves probably, actually. And this is because we started vaccinating in the middle of the pandemic with leaky vaccines that are driving the viral evolution, okay? And they're creating worse and worse variants that are more virulent, okay? And so what's happening on the ground with me and other doctors who are doing this, and I've been doing this for 15 months now, that's all I do, okay? So I'm an expert on COVID treatment. What we're seeing on the ground is that every variant gets harder and harder to treat. And it's causing long COVID. You know, no one's talking about long COVID. You got to worry about long COVID. We're seeing it in children. We're seeing it in the middle aged. We're seeing it in the elderly. Every age group is getting long COVID. Adults are getting it at like 40 to 60%. Okay. After an infection, they'll have symptoms for months. It can be life changing, very difficult to deal with. Children are getting it about half the rate, but they're still getting it, which is shocking. Okay. I've had 13-year-olds, 16-year-olds unable to go to school. Unable to do their homework, okay? Unable to go back to soccer practice, right? So this is a serious illness. And even if you don't have symptoms, it can strike you later. It's like a ticking time bomb, okay? If you get re-exposed to COVID, if you get exposed to somebody who's vaccinated, that can be enough to push you over the edge into long COVID or even a vaccine injury. They're very similar situations. Now, so the next thing is, okay, this is a problem. It's an ongoing problem. It's not over yet. What do you do about it, right? You've got to get your meds into your medicine cabinet before you have the symptoms, okay? And the reason is there's a handful of doctors like me who are doing this. There's not enough to go around to talk to every single patient the day they get symptoms, all right? And the ivermectin, you got to mail in from mail order pharmacy, okay? We found the cheapest ones. And the reason that I'm talking about the price, you know, a lot of people have health insurance, but it doesn't cover ivermectin, okay? You can't get it from your local pharmacy. You got to get it from a mail order compounding pharmacy, and the insurance doesn't cover it. So you got to look for the cheapest source. And again, you know, some pharmacies are charging like $1,000 for ivermectin. Our pharmacies, we found them. We did a lot of legwork to look for these places, $150 or less, $80 to $150, most of them. And then the budesonide, hydroxychloroquine, fluvoxamine, you know, there's a lot of medications you need to have on hand. You need to take them all on day one. There's no way you're going to get the ivermectin on day one if you start looking for the pharmacy and the doctor and getting the prescription the day that you get sick.
So it's like you need Band-Aids in your medicine cabinet before you cut your finger.
Yeah, and what this is, it's just like supplemental health insurance, okay, because your health insurance does not cover real treatment for COVID-19. All right. No health insurance in this country actually gets you what you need to get rid of COVID-19, long COVID, or a vaccine injury. Okay. All these things can be treated with basically the same medications. And so spending a couple hundred bucks to get these medications into your medicine cabinet, you know, pay the doctor's fee. This is a tiny price to pay to prevent what can become a disaster.
It's a no-brainer. And here's the problem. I had like 30 boxes of ivermectin and budesonide and hydroxychloroquine. I already gave it away to all these people, and I'm basically down to a couple boxes for me. And I'm intending to now take a regimen just to make sure that I've been flushed out. Because I think these are totally safe, known things. Why shouldn't people take it not just as a preventative? How often could you take it as a preventative, or how often to make sure you've already had COVID that you flushed it out?
Yeah, and so you can take this basically indefinitely, right? You can take it to prevent catching COVID. And in my experience, like less than one in 1,000 people who take it twice a week will catch COVID. It's extremely well tolerated.
Wow.
Twice a week, okay? It's like it's safer than aspirin, safer than Tylenol. It's one of the safest drugs on the planet. You know, it's extremely benign and extremely powerful against COVID. You can take it, you know, when you get COVID. If you start on day one with ivermectin and the other medications in the protocol, in the comprehensive protocol, you'll be over with the infection and you won't get long COVID, right? You'll be done with it in a couple of days, maybe less.
So all these people going on getting booster shots and stuff, trying to protect themselves, no wonder Big Pharma doesn't want a cheap, known, documented super drug. And what do you make of all the studies, doctor, that have now come out confirming what everybody saw anecdotally? I mean, there's so many now, major U.S. studies, German studies, Japanese studies, that ivermectin is just a miracle drug.
So we have, you know, hundreds of studies at this point around the world and meta-analyses of studies. You know, we have very high-level evidence showing that ivermectin works, and it works great. It's a tremendous drug. Now they're trying to manufacture studies, right? There was just one in JAMA, and they're trying to say that ivermectin doesn't work, and they're creating these studies where they start treatment late, they mix in early treatment with late treatment, and then they try to show that ivermectin doesn't have an effect. The JAMA study, if you look into the details of it and you look at the data, it actually shows ivermectin works way better than vaccines, okay? And it nearly reached clinical significance, and it would have if they had started treatment in the first few days instead of taking patients within the first 7 days. So that just shows there are thousands of studies showing ivermectin works, and then there's actually over 1,000 studies at this point showing how dangerous the vaccines are, right? I just learned this. I mean, you go and do a search on vaccine injuries, vaccine side effects, over 1,000 studies that you can find in PubMed showing the vaccine.
And they've had to put inserts now finally saying it causes massive increases in blood clots, heart attacks, and myocarditis. They've had to admit that.
Yeah, and that's just like the tip of the iceberg, okay? Vaccine injuries are probably the worst crime against humanity. And what's going to happen later, probably with further variants of this virus, is that ADE is going to become a bigger and bigger problem. There's going to become negative vaccine efficacy. Okay, you take
the
vaccine.
Explain what ADE is for the.
So antibody-dependent enhancement of the disease. This is something that we knew about, you know, for decades when we tried to create coronavirus vaccines in animals. You gave them the shots, and they died at much higher rates because the antibodies that they created actually worsened the infection when they got the infection. And this is what we've been worried about. Maybe this is already happening, actually. Maybe this explains why, you know, life insurance companies are showing that, you know, there's a 40% rise in deaths in 2021.
What about making, because I've always heard epidemiologists and virologists say, don't give people a vaccine during a pandemic because it'll cause super mutants because of the, you know, survival of the fittest. And then they say that Delta came out of India because of their vaccine program. I don't know if that's true, but, I mean, in general, is that an issue?
In general, it's a huge issue, and none of the vaccinologists are talking about this. There's only one that I know of, Gert Van den Bosch. You know, he's worked at the WHO, I think. He's worked with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I mean, this is a top vaccinologist, okay? This is not just a nobody. And he's been warning since the beginning that vaccinating in the middle of a pandemic with, you know, it's important. It's a leaky vaccine. It's not actually a vaccine at all, right? It doesn't stop the spread. It doesn't stop the infection, right, from happening. It doesn't stop you from spreading it. It doesn't stop you from catching it. So, you know, it's not really a vaccine. It's more of a therapy, you know, if at all, if anything. And so, yes, he's been saying since the start that we're creating super variants, and this may be why we have Delta and why we now have Omicron and why we're going to have another one. You know, why we have stealth Omicron also, you know, maybe picking up in the U.S. right now.
Oh, yeah, this thing's just getting started. People need to get prepared now, ladies and gentlemen. You need to go to mygotodoc.com and get ready. Mygotodoc.com. Take action now. We'll be right back with a final segment with our guests and a special announcement.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead
and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate him and all the work he does at mygotodoc.com. I told him he doesn't need to fly all the way here to do this. We really appreciate him. He's going to come on Harrison Smith's show next week in the morning. He'll be on the War Room next week as well. But I got to tell you, we've had a bunch of other great online, you know, doctors and telemedicine people. But with the best reviews we've gotten is from mygotodoc.com. They're not a sponsor yet, but this is the type of sponsor I want. But I would have them on anyway, just because I want to promote people getting prepared and getting ready, mygotodoc.com or 281-219-7367. He's riding shotgun with us. He'll have some final comments in a moment. But I appreciate him on short notice popping in, and I want to invite him back on the show tomorrow for 30 minutes to an hour. Royce White is a former professional NBA player. He's now a professional mixed martial artist. He's also the author and political activist. And I think he's a great leader and just super smart. He's been outspoken on issues such as mental health and the Uyghurs and the CCP, cryptocurrency, the Federal Reserve, gain of function, and others. So he helped really years ago start the awareness of the Uyghurs and got punished for that. That's the kind of leader we need, somebody that doesn't back down and stands up for everybody's rights, whether they be an agnostic, a Muslim, a Christian, it doesn't matter. RoyceWhite.substack.com. He has got a big announcement for us, and this is very exciting. Up there in his, you know, hometown, the Twin Cities. So thank you, sir, for popping in.
Thanks for having me again, Alex. I appreciate it.
Well, lay it on us. We're excited.
Yeah, well, I'm running for Congress here in Minnesota's 5th Congressional District, which is now in the that seat is in the possession of Ilhan Omar. And yeah, it's a decision that I didn't come by easy. I've been encouraged by many of the people around me to step into the political arena and take this chance in a district that's been Democratic for a long time, but the wind is at our back. I think people are starting to wake up to what's going on in this country, that we've been captured and held captive by our elites who have a very global agenda, a very blatant global agenda.
I noticed you point out the big issue of our time. People waking up to corporate governmental capture, and that the real enemy isn't the Russians or the Chinese or anybody. It's corporations taking the world over. And I know you've been a big critic of the Great Reset, and I think you got a real chance of beating Ilhan Omar. How do people support you? This is a huge announcement.
They can support me at RoyceWhite.us. That's our campaign website. There you can join, you can volunteer, you can donate money. And listen, you know, we're in a crisis in this country. It's a crisis of leadership. But we are in a spiritual war, an economic war, a political war, and most importantly, we're in a cultural war for the future of this country. And, you know, Minnesota is near and dear to my heart. It's where I was born and raised. I have a deep affection for Minnesota and Minneapolis and the Twin Cities. And look, I'm in for the fight. I'm in for the fight. We have to push back on the momentum of globalism, right? Globalism, the arrogance of globalism is undermining the value of country and the grandiosity of our federal government is undermining the meaning of community. And these globalists, they're behind Ilhan Omar. No matter how radical she talks about socialism and all of these different ideas, the bottom line is that corporate elites, the corporatocracy runs the Democratic Party. And they run a serious element of the GOP as well. And I'm here to kind of, you know, be a lightning rod and fight against both ends of the Hydra.
Man, I would love to get you into Congress, but just support. You can't lose, even if you lose, because you imagine the debates. Imagine you up there. You are gonna. She's gonna be really scared of you. Obviously, you're not a coward. You're got a lot of courage. But I hope you get some bodyguards because she is gangstered up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, the trajectory is clear. Right. The alliance is clear. The trajectory is they want to go to a one government, one currency society, right, where the population is small enough for them to have any real threat of a populist revolt. And, you know, whether it's George Soros or Xi Jinping or Klaus Schwab or Mark Zuckerberg or any of these global elitists, they are fully committed to puppets like Ilhan Omar and making sure like that people like me never have a real platform. So I'm very thankful that you've allowed me to come on the show, and your audience has been supportive of me already. We had a great first two interviews, and I'm happy to be back here.
Yes, sir. And I told Joe to try to get you on the show. He's looking at that. So we really appreciate you. Join me again tomorrow or the next day, whenever you can. Royce White, RoyceWhite.substack.com. And how do people find your congressional site and how the listeners share that site? Because you're a real contender. You got the gravitas, the background, you know, everything. How do people visit the site and get involved?
RoyceWhite.us. Again, that's RoyceWhite.us. And we're doing smash mouth populism. America first. We're going to go and decouple ourselves from the dependency on China. We're going to bring our manufacturing home. We're going to address the immigration issue. And we're going to address the education issue, how this corporatocracy has sort of tried to make people dumb, illiterate, philosophically bankrupt in order to preserve power, to preserve the status quo and keep the wealth constraint in the top 1% of 1%. But we're going to do it in a good Christian way, and we're going to do it in an American way, a real American way.
Beautiful. All right, Royce, join us as soon as you can. RoyceWhite.us. Wow. Thank you, sir. Running against Ilhan Omar in Minnesota. Beautiful. All right. In closing, Doc, we really appreciate you joining us. There's so many bad things happening in the world, but the good news is there's still enough freedom for good doctors and good researchers to get the truth out. And I don't think we can put a number on it, but if we have any idea how many people got saved because of therapeutics, despite the system trying to block it?
I mean, just in my practice, you know, there's 5,000 people, 300 of them, or 5,000 people who were treated, and 300 of them would have ended up in the hospital. At least 5 of them would have died, right? And that's just my practice. You go around the world, you know, there's a lot of doctors doing this in India, you know, all over the place with these off-label drugs in the United States as well.
Yeah, the Indian news says they eradicated it with it.
In Uttar Pradesh, they eradicated it. And how did they do that? That's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm glad you brought it up. You know, they went door to door. They gave everyone in the largest state of India a box of ivermectin, you know, vitamin C, vitamin D.
It's from India. That's what they do.
Yeah, exactly. They went everywhere, you know, and they tried to cover this up. They tried to hide the fact that they gave everyone ivermectin. They wouldn't let out this information. It was like a secret. Somebody, you know, online went and talked to somebody in India and was like, what was in that packet that you got? And they found out, yes, it was ivermectin.
We bought cases of this from India to give out to friends and family. Works great.
Yeah, exactly. The problem with this is, like you were saying before, the USPS is sometimes stopping the shipments. It takes 2 to 3 weeks to get
them. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we had to order 3 times till we got it.
Yeah.
And then we only got part of it.
And sometimes it's actually more expensive than just even paying my doctor's fee.
Oh, no, we paid more than we get from you.
Exactly, right? So the cost of the Indian stuff is actually higher. It takes a lot longer to get here. Sometimes it's seized at the border, and they don't get
it. But my point is they eradicated it.
But they did. Yes, absolutely.
One state had 200-something million people.
Uttar Pradesh. And so that's the way to do it. You can't wait until these people get sick and then try to have them connect to a doctor who doesn't know how to do the protocols.
So the Indians did it right. Just hand it out.
Exactly. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to one-up them, actually, right? So we're also going to keep you in contact online with me and my team. So if you have questions in the future, you can ask them as much as you want, right? But you should get the directions, you should get the medicine in your medicine cabinet, and you should be ready to go. And like Royce White was saying, you know, they're coming after our guns, they're coming after our meds, right? They don't want us to have stuff to be able to treat ourselves.
Our communications, everything. Yes. Dr. Hyder, mygotodoc.com or 281-219-7367. Come visit us again. We love you.
Absolutely.
Doing a great job saving lives.
I've been on air more than 25 years.
And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter, your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Wayne Allen Root is going to host the fourth hour today. He doesn't need any introduction. He's been a big national TV host, syndicated radio host, best-selling author. And he's also been taking Trump the loving way to the woodshed. I can tell you, behind the scenes, I'm going to leave it at that, Trump actually listened to him. I've learned directly from folks at Mar-a-Lago that Trump talked to him and another congresswoman who was here recently. I'm not supposed to tell you the details, but he finally is stopping the pushing of it, at least for now. He means well, but just amazing information. But RootForAmerica.com's got his new book out as well about how to have real activism and actually take the country back. But, Wayne, great to have you here with us. I know you're going to be hosting a lot of stuff and covering things in the fourth hour today. But big picture, what do you make of Russia? I know you've been on top of that. What do you make of Trudeau and the martial law? And honking a horn means Heil Hitler now. And, I mean, it's just over the left. Every time you think they can't go more insane, in Spinal Tap, they go, well, why not just have it go to 10? Well, it's 11. Well, they go to 12, 13, 20, 1,000. They just keep turning it up. Where does this go?
It's a scary thing, Alex, and nobody knows where it's going to end. They don't know where it's going to end. We don't know. They don't know. The question is, can we stop it? I didn't know where the Canadian convoy would go. I had no idea they'd actually blockade Ottawa. I had no idea it would last for 3 weeks. I had no idea the incredible success that they have with that blockade, which brought down so many COVID regulations in every province in Canada. And then
Dictator Trudeau out in the open. The polls are out. His party has destroyed themselves.
Right. Well, so America's party has destroyed itself, the Democrat Party as well. But the question is, do you win if elections are rigged? Does it matter? Because they know now that if you fix the election, you could have 0%. The people could hate you. But if you put millions of mail-in ballots and they all come in the hours after you've already seen what the totals are, you know, like Pennsylvania, you know, not to switch to voter fraud, but I have to make this point.
Oh, no, that's been proven now. Yeah, I know that you've been writing about that.
So Trump was up by 800,000 votes on election night, and it was unbeatable. Trump won Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, the week before, the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, I believe his last name is Shapiro, he made a comment the week before. It doesn't matter what you think. Doesn't matter how big Trump wins. Doesn't matter how big the lead is on election night. Trump's not going to win Pennsylvania. And I thought, this guy's crazy. I was naive. I didn't think he knew. He knew that no matter what the lead was, they would beat it with fake ballots. So they saw that they had to beat 800,000. And they set out over the next 6 days.
Well, remember, Pelosi and all them, I'll make a documentary about this, because they said no matter what he does, he's out. It'll be a red mirage, but we'll have the vote, the mail-ins, we're going to win. They even telegraphed their own people.
Right. And so, you know, I think that nothing in the world is more important now. We could discuss Afghanistan and leaving the weapons on the ground and leaving the Americans behind. We can discuss the open borders. We can discuss what's happening in Ukraine.
It matters if we don't have free and fair elections in 258 days.
None of it matters, as Stalin says, if you're not the one counting the votes. Doesn't matter who's voting. Matters who counts the votes. That's what Stalin said. And these are Stalin-esque communists. And by the way, if you don't believe Biden's a communist and a Stalin-esque Soviet-style communist, what is Justin Trudeau? I mean, he has unmasked himself. The blackface man has unmasked himself as a true Stalin-esque communist who has got his people under his jackboots. The country of Canada is done. Finished.
I totally agree. And what do you make of him? Because I'm not lionizing Putin, but him saying we're going to fight Putin's authoritarianism when Trudeau says he wants to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's almost as funny that he says that as when Biden spokesman, I was saying America spokesman, but Biden doesn't represent America. You and I both know that. Biden spokesman said, this is about, you know, the sovereignty and the borders of Ukraine. And I'm sitting here going, wait a minute. What about the American border? Are you out of your mind?
Exactly.
You're worried about Ukraine's border? So it's the same kind of statement.
So what do you expect to come out of that? I want to go back to voting. But what are people going to do when almost 80% of Americans, or actually more, do not want to be at war with Russia, and all this is happening? I mean, where do you think this goes now?
Yeah, let me give you a personal first of all. I have two young sons, right? One is 21, and actually just turned 22, and the other is 17, about to turn 18. I'm not giving up my boys to fight in Ukraine. My sons, I'm not sending them to Ukraine to die. I learned my lesson from Vietnam. I have no interest in going to a country that does not matter to the United States of America.
Exactly. Our country, you know, as Tucker said last night, who's opening your borders? Who's devaluing your currency? Who's treating sexualization of our children? Who is causing culture war? Who is creating inflation? It's the Democrats. It's not Putin. The fight is here.
Right. And the fight is critical race theory. By the way, you know what Virginia proved with Youngkin, Alex? That's the number one issue for Republicans, even though I think vaccine mandates and I think that open borders are the two issues that matter above all else. To the average woman in America. We already have almost all men are Republicans. Women are the issue. We've got to get them over to our side.
No, I agree. And women get teaching a five-year-old they're bad because of what the color they are is evil.
Right, right. So we turned all the mama bears into Republicans in Virginia and in San Francisco a couple weeks ago. They threw three liberals out of office in a completely liberal district, out of school board, because they had kept their kids out of school and they wanted vaccine mandates and they wanted mask mandates and they wanted to change the names of every school with wonderful names. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, that's no good anymore. And they threw them out, and it was not like 51-49. It was 75% of the vote in a liberal
exactly.
district.
Exactly, so I was going to bring that up. Out. So why is the left so obsessed with literally Hitler stuff in reverse that no one's going to buy? I mean, no one's going to buy telling five-year-olds they're inherently bad because of what color they are.
Right. I mean, the only answer I can give you, Alex, is a couple. Number one, they are mentally ill. And then this was, remember Michael Savage? He wrote a book 30 years ago, Liberalism is a Mental Illness.
It is.
And he was so right. So right. And he was so ahead of his time. It was like Michael Savage.
It is a mental just disorder. Like I mean, who would even come up with stuff like this? So what's wrong with him? What happens?
Who would ever teach boys that they should be girls and girls they should be boys and don't tell your parents, but you should have a sex change? Who would even think of something so mentally disturbing? They're just weird people, and they're trying to convince us that the weirder you are, that's America. And the normal people, especially white, straight males who actually like women, are weird, and we're rapists, and we're bad. Everyone's normal is bad to a liberal, and everybody bad is supposed to be the norm. So they're trying to teach the kids, you don't want to be a white, straight male. If you are, you're a bad person. You're evil. You're responsible for everything bad that's ever happened in this
and
world.
And they do actually teach that. It's outrageous.
They do. And they're trying to switch men to women and women to men, and it's just sick. But look, I think they're mentally ill, and I think they realize these are the things they really believe in, Alex. They really do believe in these things. And so the only way to impose them, they'll never win a popularity contest or a vote or a poll. So the only way to impose them is to rig and steal elections and to ban and censor and burn the books of your opponents and not let the rest of us speak. And that way they can convince themselves and convince.
Well, that's right. They've lost the argument. So the question is, can they successfully now bring in a tyranny worldwide? I'm sure you saw in Canada hundreds of people charged, not given bail, including peaceful organizers for peaceful protesting, facing 10 years in jail, up to a year till trial. That's North Korea stuff.
Right. That's January 6th. It's not North Korea. It's America.
You're right.
Canada's gone full America. And remember, Justin Trudeau, who's a little wimpy snowflake, I won't say more on national TV, but I have a real word for him, but I'm not going to say it because you and I would both get taken off the air. So Justin Trudeau is a wimpy snowflake, and he was actually, he didn't know what to do. He ran and he hid from the convoy and the blockade. He was scared of those truckers. And then he got a phone call from Joe Biden. And right after the phone call is when he imposed the Emergency Powers Act and basically martial law, and that's when he started arresting and beating everybody, and now he's decided to charge them the exact same way that we charged people in January 6th. So it
now, you make a great point. I say it's like North Korea. January 6th and the tyranny and the no bail for a peaceful people is an example of the world. Oh, America puts people in jail without trial. We need to do that, too. You're right. Exported from America to Canada, the January 6th tyranny.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wayne Allen Root, RootForAmerica.com. Look at some of these articles that are on InfoWars.com, though. I'm definitely going to shoot some special reports today because I didn't get to have this. Sticker shock. This is linked up on Drudge Report. Gas climbs over $6 per gallon in Los Angeles. That's in the Don Salazar article. That is almost, that's 150% increase in the last 12 months, 13 months. And we've got the head of the Energy Department saying that, well, it's just part of the transition. Transition to what? Unbelievable. And then we've got this. CDC's refusing to publish data it has collected on booster effectiveness, 18 to 49. I mean, case closed when they're hiding data. Wayne, my problem as a talk show host, and I'm sure you have the same one, is there's too much to talk about. There's never a slow news day. This is crazy.
Yeah, I'll put a stack together for every show of my three-hour national radio show, Alex. And the stack is this thick, and it's got like 100 articles that I took an hour to download that I'm interested in all 100 of them. And at the end of 3 hours, I've spoken about 3 to 5.
Exactly.
So 95 are ignored, and they're all important. And it's very scary if you're in that 95 pile, because tomorrow I'll have a new 100, and the 95 gets thrown out in the recycling bin. hey, I'm liberal about one thing. I've got a recycling bin. So
I'm like you. I print it because they change articles. You can't skip. I print all of it. And exactly, I cover 10%. And it's like, it's crazy what's going on.
And you know what's funny? Inflation reminds me of everything else that liberals do to us. Because, or I should say socialists, Marxists, and communists do to us who are hiding as liberals. But they do the same thing. Everything they do destroys the middle class and destroys small business and makes America into Mexico or some other country.
Oh, they admit they want dependent, pathetic people.
Right. They want a little group of super rich elitists at the top that have all the government contracts and their wives and husbands are politicians and billionaire businessmen and women. And then almost everybody is poor. The rest of the country is poor. They've eliminated the middle. And when you see, you mentioned gas prices are $6 in Los Angeles, and soon they're going to be $7 in Los Angeles, what experts say.
Yeah, they're $6.21, $6.23. I mean, that is insane.
Insane, and it doesn't hurt rich people. A rich person couldn't care less about a $6 gallon gas. Matter of fact, most rich people work at home, so they're not even driving. And even if they did, what's $6 gas when you have $10 million in the bank? Doesn't matter. So the rich are fine. Now let's talk about the poor. The poor are fine. They get welfare and food stamps and housing
allowance.
It's
the working man and woman that's screwed by this. Why does Klaus Schwab openly say? Klaus Schwab says they want to get rid of the middle class. What threatens them about that? Well, it's an upwardly mobile group they don't control.
Well, and let me give you one more. My dad was a butcher. You know, I always joke that I'm an SOB, a son of a butcher. And my dad was a butcher who spent 20 years working in a butcher store carving meat. What a miserable life, right? And by the way, I'm not being judgmental or elitist. He every day said, Wayne, this is miserable. I want you to go to college. You can't do this. This is misery. He hated it. But after 20 years of doing it, he saves up enough money to start his own butcher store. Now he had a little two-man butcher store with him and my uncle. And just with a crappy two-man butcher store, he made enough money to suddenly buy us a nice house and go out to eat once or twice a week, and a nice new car every 2 years, and he paid for me to go to Columbia University, and my sister to go to Columbia University. Two kids went to Ivy League school.
That's what they want to destroy. They want to destroy that ladder up.
That's it. That's what they can't stand. And what they can't stand about it is he was very independent. All small business owners have a message for government. Go screw yourself. We don't need you. We don't want you. We just want you out of the way. We don't need any help from you. We want nothing from you. That's how every small businessman and woman thinks. We're independent thinkers.
Well, yeah, because you don't want your husband and wife looking over your shoulder or your cousin or your neighbor, much less the government.
Right. And that's what they hate. They can't stand it. We're the ones standing in the way of America becoming communist or Nazi or whatever it is you want to call it, Stalinesque or fascist or authoritarian. It doesn't matter what the word is. They're all the same. As a matter of fact, liberals have lied for all these years now, 80 years. They claim that Nazi was conservative and Hitler was conservative. No, he wasn't. He was the Socialist Party of Germany. He was a socialist. There was nothing conservative about Adolf Hitler. He was a fascist and a socialist. And these people in office in Canada and America, the Democrat Party here, the Labor Party in almost every democracy, UK, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, they're all the same.
And let me add to that, though. We can laugh at it, and I laugh at it, too. But when they're teaching five-year-olds this, it really screws their brains up, creates psychosis later. And then you've got Trudeau and all the other liberals in Canada and here saying honking is Heil Hitler. We need to confiscate the guns. And people say, well, that's ridiculous. Then I have video of them pulling people over all over Toronto, Ottawa, that have Canadian flags. And now I have the CBC saying, is the Canadian flag evil? Now a maple leaf, meaning, you know, we make maple syrup, which I had some this morning on my pancakes, is now racist. I mean, this is the left declaring ownership of everything. Here is this crazy woman in the parliament saying honk honk means Heil Hitler.
How many guns need to be seized? How much vitriol do we have to see of honk honk, which is an acronym for Hail Hitler, do we need to see by these protesters on social media?
Meanwhile, Trudeau says he wants to be a dictator. Soros worked for Hitler. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, look, I'm a firm believer, and I'm not a bad person. I've always been a relatively nice person, but I do believe nice guys finish last. I do believe in the business world, if you're super nice, you'll have cleat marks on your face.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Canadians are the nicest people in the world. And look where it just got them. They're now under the boot on their neck of a communist slash Nazi slash fascist authoritarian leader slash dictator slash tyrant. That's what being nice got them. The United States is tough, and I don't believe we're going to allow this to happen, and we got to fight, Alex.
I agree. You know, you look at the hockey players in Canada, though, and I know some Canadians, they're real nice, but I wouldn't want to get in a fight with them. I think they've awakened the sleeping giant up there, and I make a prediction. I think all this intimidation and putting people in jail without bail for protesting peacefully, I predict it backfires, Wayne Allen. What do you think?
I hope and pray it does, but don't forget, I'm going to be a little honest here. There are reasons why they do what they do. I believe that my fans who came out, you know, just in Las Vegas, you know, I'm a national host, but my show is based in Las Vegas. And when I said, let's have a rally three times in the last year, 10,000 people showed up in Las Vegas, which is a relatively non-political town.
No, I saw it on the news. Like, yeah. You
know, right. So I'm telling you now, all of a sudden, everybody's got it in the back of their mind. If I go to a protest, who's taking down my name? Who's filming my face? Who's taking down my license number? Is the IRS going to come try and
destroy my
life?
Definitely a chilling effect, and we gotta block it where the real tyranny happens. People should be afraid of the chilling effect works. You're about to take over next hour. What are you going to be breaking down?
Well, I'm going to talk about Ukraine, and I'm going to talk about open borders, and I'm going to talk about all, you know, I call it the root reaction. I react to all the stories I download each day in order that I think are the most important. So I'll give you a countdown of the important stories, and I'll give you my reaction, and hopefully my reaction matches the reaction of your fans, Alex.
Absolutely. We love Wayne Allen Root. I've been watching him on TV for decades. We're about to come right back with him in the fourth hour, then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central today. And the only way we reach new people is when you share the articles and the videos, which I know you're doing. It's beautiful, and I love it. But this is a war. They would not be trying to suppress free speech if it was futile. It is not futile. It is victory. I need you to take the articles, the videos, the live feed, and the latest URL they're not blocking right now is futurenews.news. We got another one we're about to launch. They're starting to censor futurenews.news. But you can do it word of mouth, infowars.com, newswars.com, band.video. And separately, we've got really great products at InfoWars Store. And tomorrow, the sale on X3. It's got the deep earth iodine, the two other types for your immune system, your body. It's the opposite of fluoride, the opposite of bromide, the opposite of the bad halogen. This for your libido, your fertility, your immune system. This is a big one. It really is an amazing product. It is available 50% off. It's been sold out for 4 or 5 months. We got a limited supply in, and I'm going to sell it at 25% off after this, or maybe full price because the supply chain's breaking down. It's taking so long to get products. So this is your chance to get it at 50% off. Separately, we also have Brain Force Ultra, which is cold-pressed herbs and compounds that is super fast-acting energy that burns off in about 3 hours. Last night, Joe Rogan called me and goes, hey, let's go hang out, go to dinner, whatever. I'm super tired. It's 8:30. Boom! Took a half dropper of this. Went out and hung out with Joe till like 1 a.m. That's what I went to sleep right when I got home. It's 40% off. And the highest quality vitamin D3, winter sun, is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That funds our operation. Hour number 4 with Wayne Allen Root. Straight ahead. Share those links. Fight the tyranny.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.